Chapter 6. Chris struggled to pull his eyes away from the chiseled chest and almost sculpted abs, and instead found himself staring into the dark blue eyes half hidden by the spiky black hair that covered most of the taller man's forehead. Sure, he'd seen them before, but they'd been flat then, no power, no intensity behind them. But now? Now there was a spark of amusement, and Chris could feel his cheeks heating up. Alpha? Not quite. There was a slightly mocking tone to the voice that made Chris shrink a little. He took a step back, deeper into the kitchen. Well, if you're not quite Alpha, then who are you? Chris asked. Did something go wrong? Nothing went wrong. Alpha, no, not Alpha, answered. This was like trying to get answers out of a damned wall, and Chris was starting to get annoyed. He'd quite liked Alpha. There may not have been emotion there, or at least he didn't think there was to start with, but by the end, he'd thought that they were, well, friends. Maybe. There was the start of something there, anyway. But this new whoever this was, well, he was kind of an ass. And if he wanted to play word games, then he could play them with himself. Chris turned and went back to his stove, pulling out the grill pan and turning the steaks sitting there. He brushed them lightly with the warm peppercorn sauce he'd made, his mama's recipe, and put them back under the heat. Cooking was one of the few pleasures you didn't need cyberware to enjoy, even if getting natural food took most of his tiny paycheck. He could feel the other man's eyes on him as he rescued the fries from the oil and dumped them on some paper to soak up the excess. He pulled two plates from the cupboard and took the steaks out from the grill, putting one on each plate and then divided the fries, putting more on one plate than the other. Placing both plates on the table, he turned back and poured the peppercorn sauce into a gravy boat. Picking up condiments and cutlery on his way past, he sat at the table. The plate with less fries was his. He flicked a glance up at the man standing in the doorway as he spoke. They didn't have any good vegetables in the store I go to, so this is going to have to do. The man didn't move. You should eat up before it gets cold. A few seconds passed and Chris bit his lip. He wasn't a bad cook. Not as good as his mom, but he hadn't killed himself yet. That had to count for something, didn't it? Eventually, the man moved away from the doorway and sat down opposite him. He poked tentatively at the meat and the fries, and Chris could swear he saw the guy sniffing. Didn't know if you wanted sauce. Chris picked up the gravy boat and tipped it until the sauce flowed out over his plate. I like a little just poured over my steak, but if you don't, that's fine too. Watching, Chris noticed the other man replicate his actions, pouring out just enough to wet the steak but not enough to overpower the taste of the meat. Chris tucked in, cutting his steak and savoring each bite. Why are you doing this? Chris stopped chewing and swallowed. Doing what? The man gestured at the table. What is the purpose of this? What is your objective? Shrugging, Chris put his knife and fork down. My mama always said that healing wasn't done until you got a good meal in you. Didn't do me any harm growing up, so I figured I'd take the chance. You do eat, don't you? Yes, he answered, poking the meat with a fork. But nothing like this. Yeah, well, it's nothing. Chris blushed again. The other man paused, tilting his head slightly as he looked at Chris. You are a strange person. Chris tried to hold in his laugh at that particular pronouncement, but failed. You're not exactly standard yourself. He frowned. Hey, if you're not Alpha, what do I call you? There was another pause, and finally the man spoke. You may call me Adam. Adam? Chris tested the name and nodded. It kind of suited him. Well, Adam, eat up before it gets cold.